Hey now, I hope everybody's doing well. Welcome back to Chosen Royalty. Today, I just want to just share some encouragement with you today. And I just feel so strongly in my spirit that I need to maybe encourage someone who is worrying out there. We can't keep on babysitting worry. And I know that there are some people out there that say, Candace, it is not that easy. You can talk, you can say, but you don't have the struggles and the issues that I have weighed on me right now. I may not have those things, your issues. But just as me and my friend was talking yesterday, we were talking about how there are going to be troubles. There are going to be troubles. And there's no way to avoid them. Everybody has them. I may not have yours, but I have mine. And we should always know that the only thing that can conquer your troubles is to send it to the master that can take care of all troubles. And when we don't, we are trying to handle it ourselves. When you don't send the trouble that you have to the master who can be the only one in this lifetime, in your lifetime, that can handle your trouble, the trouble that you think or seem is it can't be fixed or can't be handled or it's too stressful for anyone's, not even your worst enemy, I should say. But listen, there's only one entity, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, who knows the beginning of your troubles and knows the end of your troubles. And he knows how to conquer them. Okay, he knows how to conquer them. And I want you to always remember, worrying and babysitting worry will not guarantee you, and you can try if you want, but babysitting worry will not fix it. It will only either make it worse or put the worry on someone else. And that's what we do not want, is to put that worry on someone else. Because once you worry, you call someone else to worry who cares about you. And that is transferring that spirit of worry to someone else who don't need it. You know, someone else has their own worries, their own troubles that they are probably experiencing at the time. But I pray against that in Jesus' name. You have the blood over you. In this life, we will have struggles. We will have trouble. But Jesus will come to overcome it all. Jesus has come to overcome all worries, all issues, all problems, all things, anything imaginable. Jesus has come to do it. And the blood of Jesus Christ is on you, all over you. You have been bought with the price, a high price. You are so expensive. Do you know how much you're worth? You are worth so much. And worry just depreciates your value. Please don't let worry depreciate you. Do you know how expensive you are? Okay. From my mouth to your ears, I want you to remember this, as Holy Spirit has given me this to give to you. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Okay, I'm going to say that again. From Chosen Royalty to you, okay? Listen to me. And if you hear anybody say that, you can say, I heard that from Chosen Royalty said that exact thing that they're saying. Listen again. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Okay, you can put that on a t-shirt. Okay, and that straight from Holy Spirit to you, from my mouth to your ears. I love you guys so much. I need you to know you are the salt and light of the earth, and I need you to season well while you're here. Salt is good. Salt is meaningful. You are created to be salt here. You are created to season your portion of this world because we need you. An unseasoned portion of meat is always bland, and it's no cause to even eat it. How do you feel when you eat something unseasoned? It's no good, right? What is unseasoned meat? What is unseasoned food, unseasoned vegetables, unseasoned to you? It's bland, has no worth. What am I eating it for? What do I have this for? You would throw it away. But if you had a portion of a steak that are a portion of vegetables or something that you've seasoned with some salt, it increases in value. And that's how you are. Okay, you are the Lord's creation, and the Lord has placed you here for a reason, and you're here. Everyone is some salt to this earth. You are valued. So don't harbor and don't carry worry on your shoulder. You will fight. You will continue. You will keep going because you are a warrior. You're strong, you get through it, and you overcome just as Jesus overcome the world. And you have to remember that. You have to remember that. Don't be a worrier. Be a warrior. Okay? I love you guys so much. I'm going to post that on my YouTube also as I had started to begin going in on some YouTube videos at one time and stop and I start and I stop and start. But as the Lord is ushering me into all new things, I've been so busy that, you know, social media hasn't even been part of what I've been, you know, into. I've been, God has me at rest and reading and doing all those things. I'm just kind of trying to elevate here. And that's just, social media has just been the last thing that I've needed. But I pray for you guys each and every day. God bless everyone who has connected here, who you have sent to us today. I pray to Lord Jesus that they connect with this, and if they know someone who needs it, let them share and allow them to know that they are a warrior. Father God, please stand in the midst of them there, Lord Jesus, and I just pray that you dissect them left and right and show them, dear Lord Jesus, where they are, how they need to overcome these things that are before them. And I pray to Lord Jesus that you please send them into a mist or to a state of strength where they know, dear Lord Jesus, they are the salt, they are important, they are needed, and that they cannot get where they need to be if they are worrying about anything because they are trying to control it, Father. I know, dear Lord Jesus, that you can release that control from them. And I understand, dear Lord Jesus, that you are the power that is within. So I pray that the power that is within them, dear Lord Jesus, rises up and know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I know that, Lord Jesus, you are everything. You are our morning star. You are our peace. You are the fruit, dear Father, we need within us, dear Father God, in order for us to continue in the body of Christ. We need the fruit. We need the peace. We need your salt, Lord. Deliver it unto us so we can show the world, encourage the world, teach the world righteousness in your kingdom. And be the salt of the earth, O God. Please, dear Lord Jesus, deliver them from this worry. They cannot continue and gain anything in the kingdom, Lord Jesus. Even myself, Father, we can't do this without you. We can't go further if we continue harboring some worry or overthinking, which causes worry. I pray, Lord, that you release the overthinking. You release the worry on them, O God. We need you. I need you, O God. Continue to help us push and elevate, O God, in Jesus' name. We call on you for your power, your strength, and your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go and be great today. I love you so much. And remember, Chosen Royalty told you today, do not be a worrier, be a warrior. Okay? God bless you. God keep you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.